Yeah. palm reader. And the odd thing about the reading was that everything she told me was totally wrong. She said I loved airplanes, that my mother's name was Hillary, and that I'd been born in Seattle. But she seemed so sure of all of this information that I began to feel like I'd been walking around with these false documents permanently tattooed to my hands. It's very noisy in the parlor. Members of her family kept running in and out. They were speaking a high, clicking kind of language. Sounded a lot like Arabic. Lots of books and magazines in Arabic were strewn around. Suddenly it occurred to me that maybe it was a translation problem. Maybe she was reading my hand right to left instead of left to right. So thinking of mirrors, I gave her my other hand. And then she put her hand out and we sat there for a while. And what I thought was some kind of participatory ritual, until finally I realized that her hand was out because she was waiting for money.
Such a bother, I'd much rather stay home and watch TV. Just stay home and watch TV. Just stay home and watch TV.
Bye. these kids.